You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Click the button and it should take us live. I should click the button and it should make me live. Okay, here we go, there we go. With the magic of the internet, we are here. Welcome to Low Key Wall, everybody. I really should track the numbers of these suckers so I know what number we're on, other than just saying, hey, it's Low Key Wall. Hey, it's Low Key Wall. I probably would check the numbers if I, like, really do this in, like, any, like, type of, like, podcast form. But to me, it's not about the live audience. It's more of the live interaction between you guys who actually come here every Wednesday to hang out with us. Granted, sometimes I feel like, doing weird things through the show. It's also good, like, creative outlet for doing a podcast, because when I do We Are Libertarians, I am stuck into Dear Leader's formula and format, which I say works. It works. It's perfect. But it's kind of hard to experiment, you know, and I feel that, you know, I understand he really doesn't want to, like, touch it and play with it that much. But Low Key Wall is my little baby. I can play with it, touch it, mess with it all at once. So, by the way, for those who don't know me or just tuning in for the first time, hi, I'm Harry. Usually the Tuesday show for We Are Libertarians. I am joined here in the Discord chat, and if you want to jump in, you can. And if you're high enough level in the Discord, you can jump in and talk to us here on Discord. It's not a call-in line like we did Tuesday. You can just jump in the Discord chat room. But I have Paul Copeland, a.k.a. the Skullager. Say hi.
Howdy.
And, So, besides the stuff that we've been playing around in the Discord, because I have been addicted to the game Paladins, and it just went through this huge update, and that's the game of choice right now. Like, I really want to go back to playing different games on Fridays, or just going back to Sanctum 2 so I can beat that. But I'm addicted to Paladins, and not as much so when the card progression system has gone away, but I'm still pretty much addicted, and I love the game. But that game has guns in it. And we all know guns are bad, right? We all know guns are bad, right? No? Okay, no. Alright, so... Okay. Alright. Tonight on the Low Key Wall, we're going to actually... couple of things we're all going to touch on. Probably not be as long as last week's show, or be as tech-heavy as the last ending one was. But one thing I wanted to go on to is talk about... go through these Now This news articles, which are, like, not articles, but, like, these stupid Now This videos that get shared on Facebook, shared everywhere, which, to me, yeah, pretty much sucks. I hate them, because they're easily to be bunked, but they get shared constantly, just, like, so, I don't know if it might be, like, recurring segment, you know, especially if I see one of those crappy triggering, you know, videos that someone sent to, but, so let's jump into the first one we're going to do. Do you want to do the Dumbchuck one first, or the longer one, Paul?
It's going to be painful either way.
All right, so Nunchucks it is. We're going to do Nunchucks, okay? It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. You're going to love it, okay? All right. Transition over. Boom. All right, so it's a... it's a rant. It came out in 2014. It's a rant. You should trade in your guns for nunchucks. I know. I even hit play it, and it's so hilarious. Because, like, before I even hit play, the first thing that even comes to my mind, it's like, alright, if I've got nunchucks... and Christy's got nunchucks. My arms are longer. I can hit Christy first. So, already worse than a gun from that aspect of, hey, it's not a good equalizer, so. Alright, so let's hit play.
And they got all those programs to get guns off the streets, like guns for groceries and stuff like that. If you exchange your gun for anything, I think you should exchange your gun for, like, something you actually have to practice. And
because you don't have to practice for guns. Guns have no practice whatsoever. You can pick it off. You pick up a gun, 1,000-yard shots.
No, yeah, it's just point and click, isn't it? I mean...
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no, like... sighting in.
Absolutely. Yeah, pumpkin on the post training. Nothing. No. Matter of fact, I take the sights off my gun on the regular and just take them off, throw them on the ground, pick them back up. I'm like, ah, these barely, I just put them in and screw them in. No timing, nothing. Point, shoot, point and click, no training. You ready again?
There is then no amount of preparedness for this amount of stupidity.
What? Oh, don't be that way. Don't be that way. It's going to be great.
Good at. So then you go seek revenge on enemies like nunchucks. Like no.
The other thing is, premise, the only reason you want a gun is to seek revenge on your enemies. So I don't know what like weird Wu-Tang Clan Shaolin movie, Shaolin movie of the week he watches all the time, that people are seeking revenge on their enemies, or perfectly looking at him, he's put the comic books down.
Like I have to wonder, like, is the problem, like, the disconnect with the left and the right here on the issue of guns, the fact that the left watches movies and thinks that is legitimately how everything is playing out?
Of course.
Like, gotta get revenge. You know, some person just picks up a gun and fires off 30 shots and kills everyone.
Yeah, instant John Woo. You know? That's all you need.
So then the alternative of nunchucks is going to backfire terribly because everyone's going to be Jackie Chan.
That's racist. Okay. You don't have to be Jackie Chan to use nunchucks. It's Bruce Lee, Jim Kelly, okay?
Saying Huey. Jackie Chan's athleticism.
What about Huey from the Huey off the Boondocks? He used nunchucks. And Bushido Brown.
No one knows how
to say, like, picking up a weapon, you know, automatically confers all the skill that you'll have to use, which is defeating his own point here.
Hey, it worked in the Star Wars The Last Jedi.
I have things to do this evening. Let's not get into the Star Wars stuff.
Oh, okay. All right.
Use nunchucks, like, well. I don't even know. Like, I thought nunchucks.
Because no one knows how to use nunchucks well. Nobody. I'm not saying that I can use nunchucks well, but I'm better than most people. I'm a lot better than most people. Of course, I'm better with like an underhanded technique, using it like inverted. So I've got the stick this way and the chain going this way. That's how I use my nunchucks. So, like I said, I'm different. But the idea, like, no one knows how to use this well. That's bullcrap. I know a lot of people that can use those well.
God.
Oh, we joined by Rancio, a.k.a. James Ace.
I had to log off the fucking Paladins, boys, because this person kept picking fucking Sky, and I'm like, stop!
They want to make sure time's ticking. Yeah, for all those who like watches or do anything with Paladins, that after this latest patch, flanks aren't that good anymore. Well, I think not flanks aren't good anymore. I think flanks are back to being flanks. They're flanks again. They have to flank. You know, your team has to put enough pressure down so the flank can flank, hit you from the side. So you either choose to deal with the damage in the front or deal with the flank. And if you deal with the flank, you're going to die. So.
Yeah, see, like, okay, if you're going to play a flank and you want to flank, okay, like, if you want to do arcade, you want to meme it up with, like, time bombs, then yeah, pick Sky. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're in competitive with running, like, two tanks or three tanks and shit, mm-hmm. you pick Sky, like, put a gun in your mouth, you know what I mean?
Which we at Libertarians does not advocate for putting a gun in your mouth. That is an expression that gamers use for each other, to each other. About because of your trash gameplay or trash picks.
No, like I'm dead serious.
No, he is not dead serious. Niece is making a joke. It's a very crude joke, and I asked Niece to remind himself that we're live on Twitch and not just in the Discord.
Twitch understands.
No, that
Twitch,
you. Yeah. The other thing is. Dace, and we're not talking about paladins right now, Dace. We're talking about nunchucks. Yeah, you should trade your guns in for nunchucks.
I use a katana. It's over 1,000 times of pure Nippon steel.
Yeah, you gotta. We're talking about the only video that reminds you to trade in your guns for nunchucks. All right, so we're gonna continue. We're at 22 seconds. We're almost done with this video. We're gonna get done real quick. All right.
Nunchucks are just showboating. Like, this is what I'll do with a nunchuck. But if I really want to seek revenge, I will take classes, I'll look up tutorials online, I will practice day and night, and then I'll go find them. That's what I do with nunchucks. That's hashtag guns for nunchucks. Let's get the guns off the street and replace them with nunchucks.
All right. So we're going to get the guns off the street and replace them with nunchucks. All right. Yeah, this thing was a little bit of a joking matter, but it's kind of dumb because the idea that you got to what? Turn it into some bad, like, Shaolin Kung Fu movie flick. Hey, you can kill somebody with nunchucks. The other thing is, you know, it does it take a while to get good with nunchucks? Yeah, so you don't hurt yourself. But since you're using a weapon still, it's not like trying to use fisticuffs and using your hands or grappling. You can hurt someone really, really easily and be a total novice with nunchucks, especially if they are unarmed or smaller and weaker than you, if you have a weapon. So
yeah, at that point, why wouldn't you just go for a lead pipe or something? You know, less chance of hurting yourself, same effect, really.
Mm-hmm.
The water from Flint makes it even better with that lead pipe.
Got that lead water lung there. Got that lead water. So yeah. So I think that it. I don't think that's going to solve any of the gun crimes or gun issues we're going to have if we're just going to switch out guns for nunchucks or any other type of martial weapon. I think if people didn't have guns and it went back to martial weapon style, I think there would be more gangs and more bullying because, like I said, I bring up the same thing. You know, Christy's not here to defend herself, but if it's Christy versus myself with anything besides a gun, I'm probably going to take, you know, Christy can't win, you know? If you say, well, what about bow and arrow? Since I have a larger frame, I have more upper body strength, I can get a bigger and better bow. She'll have a smaller bow, which is less range. Granted, you're like, oh, well, she can get pulleys and stuff like that. I can also get pulleys and still have a better bow. You know, so. But the same thing is, I can pick up a 50 cal, she can also pick up a 50 cal, so it equalizes, and it's very equal there. So, that's fine. Alright, so we're moving to the next different video, that this is the other one that's, I think this was also posted in the wall group, which a lot of people have talked about, which got kind of upset, because I did want to go over this thing, because they show this guy goes over here, and this supposed hunter. This is our hunt. This is the hunter they find at the March for Lies group. It goes, I don't need a bump step high combat mag or a combat style rifle to feed my family. Hunters against the NRA. All right. Before he opens his world, open his mouth, we're gonna look at this hunter. It's like that stereotypical. You almost like a meme of himself. Hello, fellow hunters. I also hunt. You know, look to him. You know. Yeah.
This kid honestly looks like he has not been in a actual woods. Like he might have been around a few trees. There's one in the back there, but you know, I'm not sure exactly where the hell he's been hunting, but it sure hasn't been anywhere where I've been hunting.
Yeah, especially when he says like I don't need a high capacity magazine to hunt. Dude, like, most hunters will talk about how they need a longer or more capacity tube for their shotguns. Or, like, even, like, if you're just shooting, you're shooting varmint rats, you know? Just to take out things, like, while you're going out hunting. So, like, if this, like, his, it's like, this, his whole argument doesn't make any sense. It's like, dude, have you ever gone hunting?
Well, look at how clean his camouflage vest looks. You know, like, first of all, camouflage vest, really? Who the hell wears that?
Okay, you got a point there, because that would, okay, I would have said if it would have been camo outside, inside, reflective orange, it would have had that orange inside, the hunter orange, so it's like, it's dual purpose, that makes sense. It also looks like his flannel is not tucked in.
It's like, this is the sort of kid I expect to be like, oh, well, I'm a country boy, I live in the heart of fishers. Like,
damn. No.
It's like, yeah, I'm real country. You know, let me hop into my truck that's never had mud on it.
I always get upset when I see those nice off-roading lifted trucks that have never seen dirt, that my Subaru has seen more mud and dirt than their trucks ever will.
Yeah, no. It's like, I don't want to say crisis redneck, but he looks like a crisis redneck.
I'm going to say crisis actor redneck. This is, yeah, you know, that's, come on. Come on, really? Look at that. It's pre-made sign. He just has, you know, like, yep, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to cut the cardboard out. Going to paint this up. Heck yeah.
They got the spray paint. Yeah, the spray paint and stencils. Like, what?
That's not that hard. That takes a lot of pre-planning, so I could give him some hunter credit on that. But, yeah, no, that's about it. And, you know, in the, it's got no, and the other thing is that also gets me with this, and I'm sorry I say this about hunters and rednecks in general, is most of them are walking billboards, right? I don't see any brands. Like, this would say, like, Foot Proud, like, this is a Frog Talk jacket or Columbia or, like, you know, like some sort of hunting brand on this vest or this hat would have been, like, emboldened out there.
Yeah, no, like...
All right, we are talking bad about how someone looks.
We are, but he deserves it, so...
He does deserve it. All right, so, let's go for this video. We're at 0 seconds. You know, like this guy's sign, okay? This guy, you know, he kind of looks like it, but, you know, kind of looks like a hunter. He does got the camo on.
Yeah, he's got an actual jacket. He looks, he's way more convincing than the other guy.
Oh, yeah, yep, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't believe the propaganda of the NRA.
I don't think any hunter really does. I think most hunters hate the NRA because they're...
Well, okay, so, like, within gun culture, you have this big divide between the people who like guns because guns and FUDs.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Elmer Fudd type, like, oh, well, you don't need that for hunting. It's like, well, it's not for hunting, and you can, you know... get lost. The Second Amendment's not about deer.
Hey, Carly! Carly's on freaking Twitch! We got Carly on Twitch. Hey, Carly. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because you are correct. In gun culture, there are some people, but they also understand that a lot of gun control people also stand in the regular, like, that when they talk about it, right, those animal fertiles, like, I don't need this stuff for hunting, so they're more about regulating, like, those type of rifles, but they're very particular on their language, and they don't go after high-capacity magazines because that line goes after their long tubes on their shotguns.
Well, no, the FUDs are willing, like, they think that the path to keeping their hunting rifles is by selling out everybody else. Mm. You know, it's like you want a 30 round magazine? Well, you know what? I don't need that for my, you know, 30-06, you know, rifle. I can still hunt the way I can still enjoy what I want to enjoy if I stab you in the back and become a useful idiot for the people who want to ban guns outright. Maybe they'll spare me.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe they'll just take after the get off to those crazy people that are shooting the shots off. Well, I'm glad, Carly, that your kids set this up for you. That's awesome. That's why kids are awesome, because they'll help you set up all this tech stuff. Well, that's very disappointing, Paul. That sucks.
Right? Nobody's after my tools that I used that I enjoy to go hunting.
They're not yet. They will. Oh, and some people do hunt with certain semi-auto certain rifles, and they'll go after those too.
Yeah, no, like, a lot of people use AR-15 style rifles for hunting boar, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feral pigs. Like, you know, you have an entire little herd of invasive feral pigs, and you want to take all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're a nuisance animal and they're destroying land, you know.
And they're dangerous.
Well, yeah.
Dude. I mean,
if you're not one of those rich people that can hunt from a helicopter,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're on the ground with 30 angry, pissed off, 300-pound boar with razor-sharp tusks.
Right, yeah. You know, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't happen. Because it doesn't take that long for a pig to escape. To start going feral, or one of those wild boars to get to your pig farm and have sex with one of your pigs there, and then oh, now you got boars. You don't have pigs anymore. Yeah, and you don't want to get, and they're very close to the ground. You don't want to use a shotgun for these suckers, and they're in packs. So if you've got six shots, don't miss.
Yeah, don't miss and hope they decide to run from you, which
right.
They're just as likely to not.
Right. They're just as likely to not in charge.
Because they're not afraid of people, because they come from domesticated stock. They don't have that instinctual fear of humans.
What if I could look up on YouTube wild boar attacks? Wild boar attacks. Oh, attacks three dogs, attacks old man, attacks a pit bull. Whoa, yeah. So yeah, you just type in American wild boars and just like you could probably watch YouTube videos about this all day. Oh, excuse me. But the one thing I always talked about was like also like AR-15 and varmint rounds. One for just like gophers and stuff like that are peeking their little heads up, you know, shooting them from far distance. Or just going after a coyote. That are you know, going through your property, because they're also a pack animal that comes after you, and or if you live in enough back country and you've got, you know, mountain lion or bobcats or whatever it's called in your region, F you, I'll use what anything I can get my hands on to shoot one of those suckers. Yeah, all right, that's
and that's before you start talking about, you know, things that are 6 foot tall, draped in red, and, you know, marching under a banner. So
of hammer and sickles, yeah, with their hammer and sickle. Yeah. Oops.
Nobody's talking about banning shotguns or hunting rifles. They're talking about banning military guns.
Banning military guns. Military doesn't.
The
AR-15. All right, for anyone who really doesn't know or haven't heard of it, like the AR between. If you try to compare the AR-15 and an M4, right? This is like taking a pile of poop and comparing that to chocolate. Yes, they're both brown. They're both brown. They're both mushy, and you can eat both of them. Okay, that's probably wrong for the AR-15 crowd. The AR-15 crowd is like, how dare you crap on my weapon?
Yeah, I mean,
but
it depends a lot on the make and
brand
of AR-15 you're going for.
But if I asked for your pinky toe for an M4, how many of you guys would give me your pinky toe? Come on, it's an M4. It's an M4.
Give me a full auto AA-12.
Oh. All right, so everybody's got their the little things that they want. All right, yeah, but yeah, the AR-15 and the M4 are completely different rifles. The exhaust gas in two different completely ways. One does it very efficiently to pull the trigger back so it can go to full auto and three round burst and sit inside the trigger in sight. Now, can the AR-15 be made to go full auto? Yeah, but most people, I could lift up my pinky toe. Yes. Most people who have the skill to machine an AR-15 to go three round burst and AR-15, they can do whatever the heck they want anyways. They've got the, they can just build a gun. If you got the machine tools to do that, you can do whatever the heck you want then. It doesn't matter. The gun, no gun control laws will stop you anyways. I'm not saying like you've got to be some machinist expert, but you got to have the tools in which there's simple shop tools. But then again, at the end of the day, guns aren't freaking rocket science.
No, like, seriously, we've been building highly accurate guns in private workshops since the 1840s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people would used to just tool around and make fully automatic weapons that they would then try to sell to the military.
Yep, that's how the Thompson, the M1 Thompson.
The Thompson and a bunch of the follow-ups from that. You know, we didn't have military firearms manufacturers up until after World War II
mm-hmm.
that were purpose-made manufacturers for military weapons.
The shotgun, for one, was built for someone using for the same way. Yeah. I was built in someone's shop. No one at the military base said, oh, shotgun, oh, I'm going to make this shotgun.
Well, why do you think, you know, it's called the Colt, you know, 1911, the Remington rifle? You know, they were named after the people, the tinkers that built them in sheds and then grew companies from there.
Mm-hmm. Especially the, you're right, the Colt 1911, you know, that's, you know, Samuel Colt. Made the 1911 because Pepper Box Revival and or popping someone and trying to stiff it up there. That's you know, or just having like a little revolver or sit there with the wadding. That freaking sucked. But the ability to have something that's magazine fed, easy to switch the reload out, and it made it so anyone could really take the thing, put it in the thing, rack the thing, and go. You know, you just took the barrier of entry. So now anyone, you can just toss a gun at almost anyone, and they can fire sort of accurately. Then it comes to a shotgun. When it came out, it was just someone just did, like, it was basically someone just taking the old schematics of a crappy blunderbuss, right, and decided to make it slightly better. Which, honestly, and it didn't really start getting its full potential, not in hunting, right? And it didn't start getting, like, it did not get, and I said not full, like, but it didn't start really get innovation, not from hunting. It didn't get innovation from hunting. It actually got innovation in World War I when it's taken through the trenches and shot people in the face. And I was like, wow, this isn't a hunting rifle. That's how the modern shotgun really started to become the shape that we see as a shotgun. So the whole idea of, like, we don't need a weapon of war. What's wrong with a shotgun? Hey, shotguns was made to do a lot of damage inside of trenches for during World War I. So what's your point? They do a lot more damage. I'd rather get shot by an AR-15 versus a 12-gauge shotgun. At any range. You know, unless you're a dick and you're walking around like salt in your shotgun, then you're just a dick. Or you're hunting ghost. Supernatural reference there for
demon.
Yeah, demon or yeah. But yeah. So yeah, the history of guns is also one to look up too. It's just like how certain guns are developed and majority of the guns are developed for civilian use to protect civilians in a certain situation, and the military picked it up. You know, like, even like the Glock. The Glock was made for, like, yeah, it's kind of made for police, but it just meant to make something other polymer, and usually the police dissed it, then it went to the civilian market, and they made it for them, and then the police were like, whoa, we'll take that back now. Like the M1 Thompson, you know, that was actually made for military. Military didn't care for it. Military didn't want it. So they started selling it to the civilian populace, and the only people who picked up and bought it were criminals, and that's why some gun control was done for that, for us, for full auto, because cops you know, really stopped getting rained on by full auto machine guns. They show up with their, you know, handguns and they get full auto M1 Thompson shot on them. You know, those 1920 bootlegger movies and they got the Tommy gun. Because the thing is they don't talk about those M1 Thompsons. One, Bell's guns weren't cheap. Two, that ammo wasn't cheap, so that idea that someone taking it and going, that ain't cheap. You know, so just understand, you watch those movies, just like every pop was a dollar. I think a one good TV show that has ever done that accurately is this anime called Desert Punk. They actually had a scene where two mercenaries shooting at each other, and they were calculating the price of shooting at each other, realizing this fight was getting expensive.
Yep, Desert Punk is a great anime for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
And not to derail, but I do believe that the manga is still ongoing, but sadly I don't think we're going to get more animation out of that.
No. Because, well, when the anime of Desert Punk came out, that was real heavy into, like, the bootlegging craze. So a lot of people bootleg Desert Punk and then buy Desert Punk. And that's sadly what happens to a lot of animes, because a lot of people don't buy their anime. They don't spend the money for it. And that's the beauty of Crunchyroll, is because Crunchyroll is simulcasting anime from Japan over here, putting ads for it, or you can pay money, and it helps pay and keeps studios going, so you can help support the artists. So thank Japan for getting on board to the 21st century. We appreciate it, especially in America, because we want your content, and we will bootleg it. All right, let's get back to the video. I see what you're doing. You're trying to make the video go away, and that's not going to happen. We've got another.
Stupid hurts.
Got another 3 minutes of this.
Kids need to get through hours and hours of training to drive a car. Yet.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. You do not know how to do hours of training to drive a car. you just need to know just a little bit about a car. You could pass the test. And then you've got the driving test, which you could get you can get a waiver for in some instances. And the other thing is, a lot of the driving tests are easy. They just kind of take you around the block. And if you go on a low traffic day, you know, they don't take in all the different conditions that possibly could go from driving a car. To prove the Guyana's government licensing and driving a car is completely dangerous. If you don't, here in Indiana, you have to go to get your motorcycle license. You have to go through ABATE courses, and they make sure you really know how to ride your freaking motorcycle before they give you your license. It's a private organization it's a public-private organization, and they do a very good job of, one, not only teaching you how to ride your motorcycle correctly before they say you have your license. Now, granted, in the state of Indiana, they'll just give you your learner's permit, and you can go out and ride all you want. But to get your license, you need to go through ABATE. The other thing is, you don't need a license, especially in the state, I don't know anywhere, but the state of Indiana, you don't need a license or car insurance to buy a car. You can fully purchase a car without ever having a license. Don't even ask for it. Driver's ed is dumb. I think the best way to teach your kids how to drive is to get drunk at the bar and have them pick you up. Okay, that's how my dad did that. Don't do that. That's, you know, bad.
Yeah. it's
how my dad taught me how to drive. But no, I hate driver ed courses because I don't know how it is down there, but up here, the driver ed courses are awful. Garbage. For some reason, they don't take the kids out in terrible conditions to teach them how to drive. Like, they don't do night driving. Teach them how to drive at night. They don't teach them how to drive in the rain. They don't teach them how to drive in the snow. They don't show them how to change out a tire. These are my complaints. I've tutored people in how to drive a car. It's a great way to make some extra cash. I mostly did it when I was younger because I had a 5-speed and people paid me because they wanted to learn how to drive a 5-speed. But I kind of just showed them how to drive. It's how you drive in the rain. It's how you drive in the snow. You know, it's how you have fun in the rain. It's how you don't. So you don't drive. It's how you drive a front-wheel drive car fast. You know. And besides, when it comes down to it, right, between a car and a gun, they're completely different. A gun in your holster, with a safety on, or not a safety, just in your holster, is passive. It's not going to shoot someone. Especially a modern gun, it's not going to go off. unless a trigger is pulled, it's not going to fire a weapon. It can walk around with it for hours. Nothing's going to happen until I pull it out of its holster and pull its trigger and have to use it in a situation. Granted, accidents do happen, but they mostly happen because people accidentally pull the trigger. Okay, so they go to drop. So most of it happens because of a drop gun, and people freak out because, oh no, Mike's very expensive metal device is coming, going towards the ground, and their brain reacts and tries to grab it. This is just letting it hit the ground. Just pick your hands up and letting it ground, letting it hit the dirt. And that's how a lot of accidents happen, or just mishandling of leaving guns out and about. I have worked very hard this last year because I'm not used to having kids around the house. Of making sure my guns stay up. Do I have lapses sometimes because I'm not used to having a kid around? Yes, but luckily Gunther doesn't move around all the house all the way. So usually when I leave him like in the basement, not locked up, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm basically working on it now. Gunther doesn't go in the basement, but I want to work on it now so when she does start going to the basement, I don't have to worry about it. It's already locked up. I already got the habit of locking them up, or either they're on my hip or locked up. So, like I said, it's something to work on, especially for someone that's never had a kid around the house and had to worry about it. I remember, you know, telling my sister that when she come over with my nephews, like, hey, you have to call and tell me you're coming because I'm not used to having kids in the house. I'll have a, it's like, you know, I used to have guns in the bathroom, like on the, had a revolver on the toilet bowl just in case, you know, zombie attack, you know. But when it comes to cars, while they're moving around, this is 2,000 plus pounds of dangerous steel that could easily plow through everything, anything, and that's what, and when accidents happen because people are poorly trained, because governments control a lot of the training for it and licensing and the regulations for what is concerned as what they call as a driver, which if they're really concerned about driving, and I'm not advocating for more rules for driving or driving, getting your driver's license. All I'm saying is if they really cared, they really, really cared, that it would be a graduated driving license, kind of like a pilot license, where when you first start out, when you first get your license, you can only drive during the day and in perfect conditions. Sun's up. Set, you know, 50 plus degrees. That's it. That's all you can drive. Sun's up, not raining, sun's, and it's 50 degrees or warmer out. And then you get endorsements to drive in other conditions. So it's, you've got to get training to drive in the rain. You have to get training to drive in the snow. You have to get training to drive in cold weather driving, because cold weather driving and warm weather driving are two completely different things. A lot of people's like, oh, what are you talking about? Trust me, they're completely different things. If you don't think so, drive with me and you'll find out how I'm doing 60 miles per hour in the freaking snow. You just gotta know how to, if you know how to drive, it's easy, it's simple. It's fun though when you pass someone on the highway at 60 in the snow and the rain, you're just like, yep, that's slide there. That's ice there. Two completely things. Or just understanding how the car works and car maintenance. It's a whole bunch of aspects to just driving, which most people with a car don't know about. They do not care. They get behind the wheel of that car. They pick up their phones. They text. They do all these other things. Get yourself distracted. And that's how accidents happen. And it's freaking annoying that a car gets, you know, in the same group as a gun. Because most people, it's like, hey, most of the time you walk around a gun and it's in its freaking holster. You know, they're not walking around actively being used at all times. Sorry, that's a little ranty when it comes to, I love cars. I love guns. So you put them together, you get kind of ranty. And I realize we're only 20 seconds through this video. Got a long way to go still. I'm sorry, Paul. I didn't mean to talk over you.
No.
Sorry. All right, we're gonna go for 30 seconds. We'll stop. I promise. I won't stop until this thing gets to a minute. I promise.
Nobody needs training to buy these assault guns.
I have spent time in military programs across the world. So I have shot.
All right, I couldn't make it. I freaking couldn't make it. I can't make it. First off, assault guns.
No. Go a little bit further.
Military programs. Is that what triggered you? I have spent time in military programs across the world.
just keep going. Finish this character.
So I have shot guns. Specifically, I've shot an M16, which is a military rifle. The force of the trigger is so powerful that I can't even imagine facing a human.
That sentence. Surplus military rifle you fired, but the force of the trigger, if it has that bad of a trigger that you can't fire it, then maybe you might have a problem.
Hold on.
Do you mean the recoil? Because an M16 does not recoil.
I know, right? Because I had to look it up, just in case I was wrong. I want you to know I looked it up. It is just a 5.56 round in an M16. So a 223 or glorified 22 magnum round. Okay.
All right. It's a glorified 22 long rifle. Now, yep. It's a decent round, but
it's pop.
You know,
it's pop.
With the mass of the rifle.
It's pop. Especially an M16, which is the heavy metal bulky one.
Stuck right up against my junk and fire an entire round or entire magazine of ammo and not care because it doesn't recoil.
And you would think, and you want to give her the benefit of the doubt because she says she has spent time in military programs around the world. And all I have to know is in what capacity? Catering?
Okay, we weren't supposed to attack people on their appearance.
I didn't. I did not attack her for the appearance. I simply saying that, you know, like, if that's powerful to you, they're like, what do you use? Like a brulee? You're mostly using a cheese knife all day?
All fat people have to work in catering?
Whoa. I did not make that assumption. You're supposed to... And if you stick to the script, sir, you're supposed to attack me because I said it's a woman, and I'm supposed to say she belongs in the kitchen. Stick to the script. Well, stop ad-libbing.
But seriously, like...
Can't even breathe over here. I'm laughing so hard.
Where are they getting these experts? It's like, I like guns, but, you know... I would much rather just live in a world where everybody, like, no, you don't like guns, and you're lying.
Hey, before anyone talks about, like, hey, like, when someone goes, like, we should just need to get their AR-15s, I go, the police first. The cops first. What? Hey, as a good faith, an olive branch, I want to see all the police take their AR-15s and put them on the bonfire first. That's a good faith. You know, like, hey, if I can't have a semi-automatic rifle, then why do you need one then? If a shotgun is so effective, why do you have an AR-15 then?
Yeah, well, you know, weapons of war don't belong on America's streets.
Oh, all right. I don't want to get to that because someone actually says something like that in this video because I did watch it. I'm sorry. I watched it.
Okay.
I didn't want to get to this because when someone says that, when they go like, oh, we don't have weapons. These are streets we're walking around. Or someone goes like, I was in Iraq. I was in Afghanistan. I carried an M4 and I walked around these streets with this M4 rifle. And my brain goes, listen. So you were walking down someone's street. That means you literally passed somebody's house with an M4 because you were on the streets. You passed someone's house. So you were in someone's neighborhood with an M4. Let's just juxtapose this. Let's say there is a different military force walking down your street with an M4. Do you want an M4? Do you want an AR-15? Or are you fine with a shotgun? What? If that guy feels safe with an M4 and M60, why don't you? You know? Come on. Come on. It's just... It's that, like... What? Do you not understand that you're walking down someone else's neighborhood? Do you not understand when you go to... You know, like, granted, you may... You believe yourself to be... You are on the side of, like... going out there to go after the bad guys. But at the same time, there are civilians, right, walking around dealing with these exact same bad guys. Wouldn't they be better if they were equipped with, I don't know, something comparable to defend themselves when you're not there? Can't you tell that you're not there? And at the same thing, if you're walking around patrolling and protecting these people, to them, in their eyes, you are the cops. But let's get back to this lady and her military program. Unless you got something else to say, then I wait.
No, there's...
I swear, we're going to make it to a minute. We are going to make it to a minute.
We will.
And with that machine.
Hunters in general, we're really well situated, I think, to be kind of in the middle of this argument. Because I see firsthand the deadly power, you know, a firearm. And
sees firsthand the deadly fire of a firearm. Firsthand.
So things like bump stocks and high-capacity magazines, AR-15s even, I don't need those, and I don't think anyone does.
I don't need those, and I don't think anyone else does. Can you recognize that brand on his hat?
No. Looks like a state flag of some sort to me.
Yeah, I don't know what that brand is. It's like my hunting hat. Mine says Buck Hunter, you know? A Buck Commander on it. I have no idea what that one is. Or like a Mossberg hat or even a NASCAR team. But, you know...
It's just the Maryland state flag. So...
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the Maryland state flag?
Yes.
That's, okay. Hold on. He's from Maryland?
What the hell do they have to hunt in Maryland?
Oh, there's, most people in Maryland go to hunt in West Virginia. or Pennsylvania. and it, that's, man, it's very hard to get a gun permit in Maryland anyways.
It's starting to paint a little bit of a picture for me of just who this guy is.
Isn't it? Doesn't it? It's just like...
Yeah. I'm sorry, but when you live in one of... And I really hate to say it, but when you live as a cuck in a cuck state...
Now, whoa. Cucks are heroes.
But what is the reason he's out here today? I'm dying to know what reason he possibly could have for selling out his fellow gun owners.
Okay, all right, here we go.
And the reason why I'm specifically out here today is because the NRA and other groups, you know, like them, hold hunters up as an excuse to not regulate firearms any further. Wayne LaPierre, you don't speak for me, and you don't speak for hunters.
I actually...
Yeah. I don't think Wayne LaPierre really said, like, I don't know, you know, it's not for... isn't there, like, all kinds of clips of him saying, like, this isn't for hunting? The Second Amendment is not for hunting? I think he's one that was brave enough to go, like, yeah, this isn't for hunting. The Second Amendment isn't for hunting. Or I like to say, hunting what? Depends on what you're hunting.
Like, I get it. Like, you don't like the NRA. I don't like the NRA.
Yeah, I don't like the NRA either.
But they don't just argue from the standpoint of hunting.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah, conflated much. All right, let's... All right, this goes... Both her parents are career Marine Corps veterans. So this is going to be good. Oh, this is going to be golden with her hipster hat. At least she doesn't have purple hair. So let's continue.
Both my parents are career Marine Corps veterans, and I am so proud of their service. And I grew up with weapons in the household, and I did feel very...
120 pounds. Nice. We said we weren't going to make fun of people's appearance in this video.
Well, it's not about appearance. It's just like that way to be allowed into military corps around the world is what I'm saying. You know, so.
Oh yeah, yeah, I feel you.
Well, yeah, no. Let's be fair. She could have been in a Navy program as ballast.
You mean gravy program? Like, yo, we got automatic assault gravy. We got ourselves some fixings over here. Sausage, if you like it.
So, niece is with me She's been in military programs around the world in a catering aspect. So, yeah.
Well, no, she's like, I've been all around the world. I'm like, okay, so what? That means you're like a special forces person? Because the only people that train other militaries... our special forces, so I doubt this woman's like a Green Beret, you know what I mean? It's like...
maybe she's in PSYOPs, maybe she's in Intel, You don't know, okay?
My favorite's when they lie and they're like, when I was in the Marine Corps, we used AR-15s all the time. I'm like, I didn't know that was standard issue. A4. But hey, what do I know?
Yeah, I was in the military, so I don't know. I could be wrong, okay? All I know is, you know, I hope, you know, some other veterans check her, and we get her on one of these, which, I'm not going to lie, one of my favorite things, like, I don't know why I love watching these videos. I really do love watching the Stolen Valor videos where the veterans confront them. I don't know why. I love watching those videos. I love watching these fake veterans get destroyed. I don't know why.
I like to go to Civil War reenactments and accuse them of stolen valor.
I've never seen one of those. I'll have to look one of those up later. All right, we'll get back to this. Because she felt very safe, and I did feel very safe. She grew up with guns in her house, and she felt very safe. So, let's keep going.
Very safe. I also believe that there is a way that they can keep, you know, that their guns and be safe, and also limited that from people who shouldn't have guns.
Lightning round, ready?
We're going to limit that for people who shouldn't have guns. So, I'm going to assume white Marine Corps parents should have guns, but others shouldn't. Scary people. But anyway, let's go to the lightning round.
Okay. Do you support universal background checks?
Yes.
Do you support banning assault weapons?
Yes.
Do you support banning high-capacity magazines?
Absolutely.
Do you support gun licensing?
Yes.
Do you support gun training?
Yes.
Do you support having a registry of guns?
Absolutely.
All right.
I have a few complaints right there.
Okay.
No one needs a fully semi-automatic question asking capability. I do believe that was a high capacity lightning round. I think he asked 6 questions. The most you should have is 5. And you know, honestly, there was like, you know, those honestly were pretty low caliber questions. But I still think that we should restrict them on the number of questions that he can ask.
That's the, all the questions are like a massive rub. Like, all right, do you support universal background checks? We kind of already have those, but you're talking about private sales, which, you know, you can have a law against it, but it's unregulated, and there's already laws against selling it to people who you think are going to commit crimes through, and most people who sell guns to people that, you know, either go through an FFL unless they know them, unless they're backroom deals, which, hey, you can't really regulate anyway, so good for you.
Right. So an ineffective toothless law.
Mm-hmm. Ineffective toothless law. Gun licensing. Well, you know, what to license whether you can carry or not. Well, there are rights, and you know, there's no licenses needing. But you've got concealed weapon permits for people to permit it to conceal carry. You know, some states require you to get a permit to carry concealed, and if you don't have the permit, you have to open carry. Which, you know, I can kind of see a little bit just because of the city ordinance, okay? That kind of makes sense to me because they aren't restricting you on ownership or carrying a gun, just, you know, whether or not you can carry one concealed. Kind of makes sense. I could kind of get, I can't get behind it, but I understand it.
Yeah, no, sounds like a little bit of an infringement to me.
Right. The, well, yeah, because, like, the thing is, I can understand some gun, I don't get behind it. I'm just saying I can understand it, because if you live in a major city, a very, you know, there's a lot of people everywhere, I can kind of see where you want to have rules on certain things inside of a city like that, but, you know, hey, that's what you get for living in a city. But the other thing that I want to go through is the, what was the last question? The gun registry. All right, first off, what will the gun registry help you with? That the guns are registered to someone, so when someone picks up a gun, they can find out who gun this is? That's about the only thing that a gun registry would accomplish. It's the only thing. Helps you return a stolen gun? Or, you know, what are they thinking that is NYPD blue or some cop drama where someone shoots somebody and they just throw the gun in the river? And then they, if they, you know, we're going to find the gun and then compare the bullets together to discover that this man is really the killer. Yeah, that doesn't happen. It doesn't really happen. And if it does, they mostly pressure someone into it and they just admit to it. It's not really like forensic evidence. Shocker, forensic evidence doesn't do that. That's not what gun forensics are going to do. That they don't do that. The bullets are too far gone and shattered at that point once they hit something. Unless they find a bullet somehow that not completely destroyed, that they can match it up to another bullet. But that's very rare. I forget, there used to be a book about that too. I can't remember the name of the book about how a lot of the, they went through about all the stupid gun forensics that people see on TV shows and how bullshitty that is. How, you know, that's just like, that none of that exists. None of that is real. You cannot do that.
Well, under ideal circumstances you can, but, you know, tool marks are still tool marks, and, you know, it's come out that even fingerprint analysis is mostly subjective bullshit as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's subjective bullcrap, and it goes to show you that if the cops are talking to you and they're asking you questions, they have nothing on you. Keep your damn mouth shut. Lawyer up. Don't take the plea deal.
And never take a plea.
And don't take the plea deal. Shut your damn mouth, get your lawyer, and shut your damn mouth. All they need is your name, your social security number. I want a lawyer, and I'm using the fifth, my Fifth Amendment, and I'm going to remain silent until my lawyer gets here. So you got to do, keep your damn mouth shut. Don't do the blue. All right, we got a minute left. We can do this. This is their advice for other gun owners. All right, they're going to give us their advice. You ready for this? They're going to give us their advice. Uh-oh, wrong button. What the? I'm hitting spacebar. What the? I don't want to sign into the YouTubes. What? I don't want to. No. Oh, we'll just watch the video again.
Yes. Do you support gun training?
Yes.
Do you support having a registry of guns?
Absolutely.
So who wants to fight for common sense gun control, gun reform? Like, we do not already have common sense gun reform on the books. And that's the biggest problem, is that they don't understand the gun control, the gun laws that are actually on the books, to understand that, hey, we already have common sense gun reform. That is like some of the most common sense gun control laws are already on the books. They're already there. No fully automatics. Background checks when you, FBI background checks when you buy a gun. What do you want? What do you want? What else can you? What else do you have? You can't buy a gun if you're committed to domestic violence. Okay. Can't have a gun if you're a felon in most states. Okay. That seems pretty. I hate those. I hate all of these laws, but this is common sense too much. You know. Okay. But the biggest thing before you even get to this is like, if we go through this, you're not impacted by this. No matter, most of you guys don't own guns, and you're willing to go after people's laws that don't impact you. That, well, I'm not impacted by this, so we need to control this. That's the other bull crap about it. It's like, well, then where's the give and take on it? So you're legitimately saying, like, I'm willing to take away someone else's right because it doesn't affect me. But I'm willing to affect someone else and use the force of the gun of government to affect someone else. That's the root of all this.
Yeah. But, where else do you, the universal background checks, like I said, they're never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never solve the problem that you're wanting to solve, and you just make it an absolute pain for those who do want to follow the law, that just want to own their fucking firearms.
Right. Right. Because people who are going to sell guns to scumbags and use it to get to people who can't own guns, which there's already a law in the books about that. If you sell to someone who are not supposed to, you basically try to bypass their background check system and they try to buy it through you. That's already against the law. So most people who have guns, majority of gun owners I know, right, do not sell the guns outside of family or friends. And if they do, they make sure they get an FFL or they want to see their gun permit. So they don't produce a state gun permit. So they're showing their gun permit. Most of them do not sell. And that's me personally. When I had to sell a gun, it was to a friend or the other person. I had to see, I saw his gun permit. And the other thing is, hey, and the other time when they got, and one time I was trying to sell a shotgun and somebody wanted, it was like, hey, let's go to an FFL. I'm willing to pay the extra. I'll pay it. And he backed out of the sale of the shotgun. So, yeah. Goes to show you there that,
if nothing else, just throw it out there as a suggestion, and if they're not willing to, then that tells you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because most people even like going to FFL because a lot of FFL dealers have a range that you can go to, and then mostly, like, hey, if they do the background check and the switch over, they give you at least range time with that gun. It's very, I'm not saying all, some gun dealers, they're very, they're businessmen. You know, they also the idea is like, hey, come to the range. Did you like it? Want to come back? So, all right. So,
exactly.
All right, let's go into the gun debate. We're almost done with this video. Oops, wrong pain. Sorry.
I've been preaching this for a long time to my fellow hunters. As long as you come hunters. At it, not that you're going to ban all guns. You tell them why you're doing this and have a conversation.
Look, second.
Okay, that guy seems kind of genuine. Possibly. He's kind of crazy to me, but...
Well, as long as you come at it and you tell them that you're not going to take all their guns, you can effectively take all their guns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get to the special forces lady.
The amendment is part of our Constitution. That's fine. You know, it's the groundwork for this country, and that's okay. But there's a limit to every law, you know. We can.
It's not a law. Not a law. F you, it's not a law. It's not a law. It's a right. And I don't get it from government.
There are no limits. There are no limits that can be placed on a right that are not reasonable.
You cannot put limits on rights. They're rights. They're rights. They're absolute.
No, because you can definitely make the entire, the Supreme Court actually ruled against the scenario of fire in a crowded theater, but...
Whoa. Because, no. It wasn't that. You can yell fire in a crowded theater. That's fine. You can yell it all you want. But it what happened is the call to action that you did. That's the issue, not the speech. The call to action that you did.
Right. You know, you're so yes, your rights are unlimited, but you're not free from the consequences of exercising those rights.
Correct.
So no, like it's like, please protect our children. You know, we cannot have assault rifles on the streets. Yes, we can. We do. There are plenty of times where somebody has open carried with an assault rifle. And in many jurisdictions, it's perfectly legal. And you know who those people end up hurting? Absolutely no one. You know?
Yep. 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 Yep.
You know, the problem is not somebody exercising their right. The problem... The only limit... She's talking about limits on laws. Like, we have limits on laws regarding guns.
Mm-hmm.
The limit is shall not be infringed.
Yep. 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 But, and if they can't actively talk about what guns they want to ban and talk about it in specific terms, and they keep using general terms, then since you keep talking in such general, that means you want to ban everything. Because you won't be specific. And since you won't, it's general to me.
Or, at the very least, it proves that you're ignorant on the thing that you're trying to create rules for, which is just going to open the door for more abuse of the law.
Yep. Yep. Alright.
But what if I'm a thug and I want to get me one of them six shooters? You feel?
Well, we can't stop the thug getting heroin puppies from Afghanistan, so there's that. Or they could probably get one of those Fast and Furious guns, so yeah.
Dude, I love poppies. It's just, you know, I sit there and I go to like opium den, I see like these badass Chinese dudes with cats hanging on them and just like smoking out of huge ass pipes. I'm like, yo, that's freedom.
Where's that at, Navon? Or is that a Brownsburg thing?
We just gotta be smoking opium and shit.
Keep going.
Not have assault rifles on the streets. I understand that it's fun. I understand you like to hunt.
It's a good.
That's okay.
Drug, better than marijuana. I don't want to get high. I want to get wasted. You know, it's like there's a difference.
Needs. We're trying to listen to the special forces. Our special forces person. She's good.
Special needs forces.
Oh, how? Whoa, but whoa!
Please keep her children safe.
I've been calling my sister.
Please keep her children safe. That's her advice. We keep her children safe. Well, that's the idea of having a gun. You know, this way, when cops are minutes away, you know, my gun seconds, nanoseconds there.
Senators, and I hope that everyone else calls their senators too.
Notice how they bypass governors, people, they go straight to the senators. Congressmen are crap, you know, call your senators, you know, call your senators, especially Maryland. Yeah, I'm just gonna call my senator.
Yeah, you know.
You know, totally like, you know, it's like if they forget, like, the entire, like, you know, like, dude, like, if you want to really ban guns, you're going to need to talk more than your senators. You're going to need your congressmen. And then that's just Maryland. And then you're going to have to get the other states. And you're definitely not getting West Virginia on board. Because most kids in kindergarten and in elementary school in West Virginia were told about the Whiskey Rebellion. And when the United States military went into West Virginia and got the asses kicked. And show the United States military why the Second Amendment exists. Because you will pay the tax on whiskey. No.
No. Especially sportsmen and fellow outdoors people.
Sportsmen and outdoors people. Ah, nice generous term. I'm sure you're a hunter.
Who feel the same way I do.
Oh, it's over. It's over, Paul. It's done. It's done. It's over with. It's over. Get it off the screen. Get it off the screen, Paul. It's gone. It's gone. See, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. We made it. We made it. It's longest 3 minutes of my life.
It's like taking a giant crap. Hurts the entire time, but when it's finally over with, you feel relieved.
Sorry that your craps are like that, Paul.
Only after Taco Bell nights.
Should have more fiber in your diet, and you probably won't have that issue. So, it's awful. That was an awful video. I'm hoping we did our best to help people not debunk. Granted, we didn't make a short form video that you could easily share with it. Maybe if you guys want that, maybe I can do something like that. But that was awful. And it was an awful video, and we made it through it. So, next thing we're going to go talk about, that is so awful, right? It's one thing I was talking about last night on the Big Show, when I talked about decentralized social networks. And the one thing I brought up was, unless you wanted to talk about some more, anything you want to discuss about that video? I don't want to cut you off. Nice. Guns going once. Guns going twice. Alright! Decentralized friend networks! Woo! Decentralization! We're doing it! We're going to decentralize! Yeah! Yeah! Anyways, the thing is, right, before anyone gets scared and they start like, oh no, decentralized, open source, this is scary, this is unknown territory. Hey, technically you already kind of use an open source decentralized social network, it's called email, okay? That's why there's so many different email platforms, because they use these federated protocols, so you just gotta make something that uses protocols so you could use whatever, GUI system or command line system to access email. So if you want to use, your Exchange, or you just want to use some web app from whatever company, from Gmail or GoDaddy or Thunderbird or other things that are out there that other people use, I'm sure there's more. But Friendica is kind of like that, because Friendica is a decentralized, open sourced social network. So you can download this, create your own node, or you can just join someone else's node and be able to get on and communicate with people. It operates with GNU Social, Disaspera, Quitter, which is kind of it's like Twitter, but it's Quitter to get you off Twitter. Get on Quitter. Get it? Okay, anyways. I'll stop the dad jokes. And this is where, there's actually been a lot of support. I don't know why I was shocked because of the audience, because, once of all, a dear leader has always said that the We Libertarians audience is very intelligent, highly intelligent, and saw the response for it going through, and it was amazing. I was posted into it and watched people in the Discord channel going, this needs to happen, we need to do this, we need to work on this now, and they're pushing us to be we need to set this up. Michael's sitting in there going no, we need to do this now, we need to get this domain, we need to set this up, we'll do this as a podcast, so then it's also content, we'll set this up. So it seems like we might be doing something with I want to do Friendica. Everyone thought about Disaspera, I kind of want to do Friendica. I like Friendica. It's one of, to me, it's easier to use than Disaspera. Diaspora has been around for a while, so there's a lot of cool tutorials online. But to me, Friendica has always been my go-to. Every time someone always says something like that, I always hey, you might want to try Friendica out first. So I think we are going to get, I think the Discord is going to lead the charge. For We Libertarians, I'm going to create ourselves a Friendica node. And we're going to set this, and I think we're going to do it, especially on Low-Key Wall episodes. I think I may boot up a VPS, and we may do the install live on stream. Okay, maybe not, because I may do the install local on a VPS live on stream, But the real one, I'm not going to do live on stream because some of y'all bastards I don't trust. And there's probably something for the boot up process that someone will slow down, grab, and try to pwn us.
I see you didn't block that one port.
AKA knees drunk. Go like, this would be funny. or some Russian troll. Shoot me on Paladins, will you? Call me a scrub, will you? So, yeah. Niece is on mobile right now, so please forgive his mic quality. But anyway, so Frenica will set it up so it's be more, I don't know if people are in the chat room. I can like go through. I'm not saying like I'm upset. There's a lot of people like tuning in because it's like, hey, I didn't know everyone was gonna be super busy right now for Low-Key Wall. So it stinks. But Low-Key Wall. But for the friend, because it allows you to post regular posts like blog posts, just like Facebook. It will allow you to post your photos, do events, so you can do memes and everything like that. It, like I said. Those stuff is easy when it comes to video. That's where it becomes hard. Video is huge. Video takes up a lot of bandwidth on servers. They take a lot of space. They're huge files. So, you know, that's why I said, like, you know, YouTube is hard to go after because of the simple fact that, dude, who else is hosting, you know, 1080p to 4K video, you know, for free, online, unlimited storage? That is ridiculous. Porn? Yeah, porn. Yeah, they are too, but... what other site is doing it that's not blocked by most firewalls, okay? Or gets in trouble of going to that site at work, okay? So...
I'm trying to learn about reformatting my hard drive, but YouTube blocked it, so I gotta go to Pornhub. Don't have the tentacle rape. It's part of the process.
So, stop it, Paul. All right, so
first you need to boot Irons, and once you got Irons booted, you go over here and see some, like, you know, Fudanari. Yeah, that chick's got a dick. I'm into it. So after you got go back to Irons and boot into Linux.
Okay. All right, focus. Anyways, there's public service that you can do. You can get on, try it out for yourself, create your own account, and you can go out and you can play with it. So if you want to go in, play with it, find a network, go in, play with it. Now, when we get ours going, you can migrate your profile over there, or you can stay on your own and talk to it. Now, the cool thing is we can also be able to create on our own node, we'll be able to create our own community. So be able to talk. So you'll be able to talk to the same We Are Libertarians family and stay inside that community, right? But we'll still be connected to these other nodes. So if you wanted to, you could still talk to each one of these nodes. But if you don't want to talk to anyone outside of the world and you just want to stay inside the Wall family, you can do that. Or if you really talk to anyone who searches for anything or sees anything, you can also do that as well. The beauty of it also, if we go. This is set up in the background. It's always there, no matter what platform goes to it. We don't the server, we don't the the code, and be able to take it anywhere we wanted to. So it'd be kind of like how the website is. So it was like what use of it? It's the same as the use of the website. The website, if Facebook went down today, right? Twitter went down. Facebook down. Twitter's down. MySpace went down. Friendster went down. And you're trying to find Wheel Libertarians content. Well, if we kept always just posting to the website and everything just copied, pasted over there, you can always just boop, go to it and find it. So this way, we're able to get into it formally and continue the conversation. So if Discord went down, all this stuff went down, you would probably go like, what the heck is going on? And you go to the Wheel Libertarians website, which code that Dear Leader owns on the server, Dear Leader owns as well. You know, so... You know, we'd be able to control that. And that's why I see Frenica's up. It's mostly be that thing that's in the back end that is there kind of like the website is, but the idea of the social network aspect to it, and then if we get more people onto it, I think we libertarians have the ability to help start the snowball to encourage other networks to go that way because of the advantage that we libertarians has of having been able to start got the ball running going with the League of Liberty podcasters. So if we get going into it and we get the other League of Liberty podcast communities, we get them going on as well, and then we get our nodes talking to each other, and then we're just snowballing and getting other Liberty communities up there, and then boom, next thing we know, we get this massive network of Liberty people on a decentralized, you know, network that's encrypted and protects us from what ad agencies and from, granted, I would like for it to be protected from three-letter shiny shoe organizations, but that ain't happening. Not inside the United States. And now with the Cloud Act, nowhere on the planet Earth is code safer than it's encrypted at all times. So there's that. Paul and Lise, you guys have any questions about Frendica?
Can I steal people's nodes while using our nodes? Like, hijack your node, you know? We do proxy wars.
I don't know, but that would be very cool, the idea, the aspect of, like, some sort of PvP node action. We create some sort of, like, mud bot so you can fight battle nodes, so it's our node versus your node, like some sort of PvP node action, the code. But since it's open source and distributed like that, hey, we probably write code for that.
Hey, I want to take over the Home and Garden Channel node. You know what I mean? Like, yo... You thought you were safe. You thought you were safe talking about, like, compost in the
Joe Bob MK3. I'm guessing Joe Bob Mortal Kombat 3. That's apparently your favorite game. What's this? Well, we're looking at, this is the directory for the Frendica. We're talking about a decentralized social networking. That's what we were talking about. It's, only... transition back, because I registered the question. I know there's, since there's a delay, I forgot to put it back. So, boom, here it is. We're talking about decentralized social networks. So, so Facebook without the Zuck or the Castled Garden, okay? So, it's basically everyone else. So, basically, we libertarians would make their own castle, but our castle will talk to other people's castles. Unlike Facebook, who is just this is our castle, and no, we do not talk to anyone else, versus Frendica or anything else, and Disaspera, it's like, nope, here's our castle, hey, we're free, you talk to everyone else in any other castle that you're in. It's, you know, it's that, it's a solution to an issue that Dear Leader keeps bringing up, that I think, if we're going to look for different platforms, go other things, to be perfectly honest, I think Frendica should be, and people in the Discord, we're going to do this decentralized social network thing in the background, so no matter what platform we libertarians go to in the future, we'll always try to pull them, just saying when you pull them to the email list, the website, the RSS feed, and now adding on to these Frendica to pull them to these federated codes, so no matter what happens or what platform that we're on, where we're on Minds or Mastodon or whatever place we're on, we'll always have, this is our node, this is how you always find us, you know, just kind of like Discord, hey, this is where we are, and if Discord goes down, you know what, we'll have this, you know, here on the site, you know. And I think, to me, this is a better way of moving forward. There's other things that we could also do, but everything also looks to it too that will give us the same it's compatible with Frendica. There's something else I want to put to the side there, like creating a public library with everyone in the Wheeler Terrors Network. That idea of if we get enough people inside of Frendica and inside in the Wheeler Terrors Network that we all share our NAS files, creating a public library for ourselves. So I would basically share my 6 terabytes worth of of videos, movies, books, and video images with everyone. And so, and I know I'm not the only one who has that type of information too, and be able to share that with each other inside of like a family community.
What's going to happen is you're going to get, like, ancient archives deleted so Joe Ruiz can put his mixtape on there. It's like, yo, where did our live go? Yo, yo.
Sorry, bro. I saw this group tree called Family History. That looked like junk to me. So I deleted that junk. But, you know, that's, you know, so it gives us the ability to share different things, live streams to each other. So everything else will be, so no matter what platform we go on, whatever platform we stretch out to, like tentacles, we always eventually bring them back to this decentralized platform that we can control. If something happened to it, MySpace shut down, Facebook shut down, anything else shuts down or goes off, you know what? Frendica's still here. We always got Frendica. You know, and if we keep trying to drive people, like, you know what, and like our conversation, you know, like, hey, you know, we post a podcast and grab content, but at the end of the day, we're going to have all our conversations here. We're going to pull you here. It's the same way, like, you know, I kind of really stopped having conversations on Facebook, and I really only have them with, like, people who refuse to go anywhere else, you know, but at the end of the day, like, you know, like, even my dear leader realized that I stopped having conversations in the wall chat, and I will only talk to him really in Discord. You know, because I get tired of Facebook. And once we get Frendica set up, I'm probably going to stop talking to him in Discord and talk to him just on Frendica to force him to get onto Frendica too. I will still talk to you, all you guys on Discord, though. Don't worry. I won't leave you guys. I won't leave you. Until I can, you know, figure out how to, I don't say someone brings up some other platform that's completely encrypted. We use cool PGP and keys, and it's really cool and encrypted aspect. We're all safe and gone dark. Maybe, but I'll tell you guys about it so we all go there. That'd be awesome. I think the only site I know about that does something like that is Keybase.io, baby. Keybase. Which, I love Keybase. I was one of the early adopters of that. Granted, I've only really used my PGP key through Keybase like once, which is really cool because it helps it. It is one of the easiest way I've ever seen someone use public key cryptography because, well, with Linux anyways, because if you wanted to create a key for that, they would basically allow you to download the ability to do it on your own machine, keep the key there without having to do much code to it. So it was very simple, very easy to use, and like, I was able to do it with when I was really originally starting out with really trying to learn Linux. So it was like, I don't know how to make a PGP in the command line, and that site helped me. It was beautiful. That's a little like, you know, beyond the star, beyond the pale of any aspect of any goal that Chris wants to do right now. But anyways, yeah, that's Frendica. Any questions, comments, concerns? Going once. Going twice. All right, so. I don't see anything popping up in the chat. New news article there. I don't see any new articles popping up in the low-key wall chat room. So that means we are going to end the show round on time. A little over. But we're close to time for wrapping up. Niece, do you want to wrap up? You have anything you want to wrap up? Let off your chest before the show closes?
I got, like, 5 things to do tomorrow. Like, I shit you not. Like, I gotta go from Kokomo to Thorntown to Lafayette for fucking election stuff. And if you guys are in District 4, you can come hang out. You know, I'll be all over the place tomorrow. You know, if you get hammered.
Okay. I don't know if Niece.
Yeah, the singularity just happened. Niece is, Niece has been assimilated. I like how that probably improves his chances if the robots do get to vote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they allow robots to vote. Niece wins automatically. All right. Paul, you got anything to wrap up before you go to the grocery store?
No. Excited for Low-Key Wall. Or not Low-Key Wall. Liberty yeah. Chill Friday here. Which I may not be out all night like I normally am because I also have to wake up bright and early for the Libertarian Party of Marion County convention. And they kind of want me there if I'm going to be serving as secretary.
You know the funny thing about that, that when you said that is like, Daly, I kept going like, I swear there's something very important happened this Saturday.
Yeah, he, you know what? Between him backing out constantly of Liberty and Jill and, you know, him not showing up to a business meeting in at least 5 months now, we need a little bit of shame brought on, dear leader. Like, just everybody out there do a little tisk tisk.
Well, Paul, since you're willing to do that, you know what that means, right? You're the establishment now.
I'm just saying.
Paul of the establishment, yeah. Copeland.
Yes.
You're the establishment. Welcome to the establishment. You're libertarian establishment now.
It is amazing what us people will let happen.
Yep. So we need to change, do this live on air, changing Escalage's nickname to Libertarian Establishment. There we go. Now everyone knows that Paul is the Libertarian Establishment. Everywhere he goes. All right. Friday we got Liberty Chill at Triton. Come hang out with us. Come have a beer, have a soda, have a coffee with us. Have some food. Hang out. It'll be fun. If you guys ever want to see Gunther, hey, Gunther will be there on Friday. And then Friday night we have, of course, I'll try to IRL stream again from Triton. It looked like Gunther just got home. And then Friday night, if I remember, I will turn the stream on and we'll do our Friday night gaming here on Twitch. You guys can hang out and game with us. And then hopefully by start of next week, I'll get a schedule going for us to get this Friendica thing booted up and get the project going. I know for damn sure I'm going to do my damnedest not to, one, run this project and be the main thing on this project. I love this project. I love this idea. I don't need any more crap on my plate. Especially, thank you for tuning in to Low Key Wall. I thank you for guys for tuning in, who have stayed to the end, watched that awful videos with us, and watch us make fun, and cool, watch us see the cool thing that we got for Friendica coming up, and hopefully coming up with videos of nothing but the command line as we set up Friendica. It'll be fun. You'll love the command line. It'll be cool colors and videos and of things going scrolling across the screen very quickly as we just throw in commands all of a sudden. But I, you know, trust me, I'll try to slow down and say what each command I'm typing in is doing. And before anyone goes like, oh, Harry's like the best in Linux. No, I am not. A lot of these commands, like when you see me going through them fast, understand that I will have done this before already on the server. So I'm basically redoing it for you guys here on a server here locally. So it's kind of like that whole idea of, you know, cooking a chicken there on for the audience as a chef, and they're like, oh, but I made this one earlier. So, thank you for tuning in to Low Key Wall. I see you guys next Wednesday. Well, for Low Key Wall next Wednesday, but regular Wheel Libertarians on Tuesday. And then don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Wheel Libertarians. It'll be fun. Hopefully, eventually, Smangle will get that stinking, because I haven't heard yet the interview with the guy from Mines. I can't wait for to hear that. I want to hear that. He hasn't even shared that with me yet, and I'm upset. I want to hear it. I want to hear with this guy from Mines, because I haven't made a Mines account. I'm kind of like, but I really want to hear this guy, what he has to say to make me really see, like, do I need to make a Mines account? So, alright. So, that being said, thanks for tuning in to the stream, and bye. Say bye, Paul. Say bye to Paul. Bye.